It looks like we're in for a smashing pod!
Oh my god. So loud.
It'll be okay. You can normalize it.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, kicking off. Should we call it season two?
Yeah. Volume two.
Volume two. We're doing, what are we doing? We're doing house?
Roadhouse. You've got the Peter Griffin face down as well. Yeah. You need to see that one.
Yeah, so Andy and I discussed wanting to do Roadhouse. Actually, I'm just looking at my notes. I wrote down Fight Club.
I mean, might as well be.
This looks like a fun movie. Very accessible. It's on Prime.
Yeah, it's been crazy heavily promoted.
I could imagine. I was going to ask you, was there an event this Saturday?
There was a fight night.
And was it just pay-per-view? Was it just plaster all
yes,
over it?
Yeah, it was, especially with the cross promotion of the UFC. And but even outside of that, like, it's been on, like, Connor and Jake have been on, like, Sports Illustrated, Jake, Howard Stern's Sports Illustrated, GQ.
Okay,
like, it just, everyone's doing, like, their little 10 questions or, like, most searched Connor McGregor queries.
And
they've done a lot of press junkets, and obviously Connor's mental state has been at the forefront of it.
Oh man, I rewatched that.
The one I sent?
Twitching? So there's, like, the twitching video. You first sent it, I watched in the morning. I was just kind of, like, half asleep.
Yeah.
But in preparation, I rewatched it. It's actually kind of hard to watch.
It's really hard to watch. And I got a very interesting question for you later in the show about that. But maybe we'll talk about Roadhouse a little bit more.
Let me hit you with... Actually, let's do side reviews really quick.
We didn't even do our directed by.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
You're all over the place, man.
Directed by, is it Doug Liman?
Doug Liman, yeah.
What else has he done?
He has a very colorful filmography. Yeah.
Did he do Bullet Train, or is that David Leitch?
No, yeah, he didn't do Bullet Train, okay. But he did The Bourne Identity.
Mm.
He did Chaos Walking, that new one with Millie Bobby Brown and Tom Holland that just, it's like the most invisible sci-fi epic like you could ever imagine. I think it was like an Apple TV movie.
Oh, wow.
And apparently it's got like a 13% Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tom Cruise. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the OG one.
Yep.
Jumper.
Okay.
An almond classic.
I love Jumper,
was one.
Yeah.
American Made, which was the
Tom
Cruise one. So yeah, he's kind of all over the map. Like, does action, does a bit of drama.
He does fun action.
Does very fun movies is his whole thing. Yeah.
Which I think, maybe we'll get into this a bit later, but that's really all I'm expecting from this movie.
Yeah. I just want fun. I want good action. You know, I expect Connor's input in terms of, like, the choreography to be pretty good, especially because the character is supposed to be an ex-UFC fighter. So I imagine he's got that sort of, like, MMA style in the fights. That's what I really want to get.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Connor McGregor, and I think that's it.
I think that might as well be it.
Yeah,
that's who we're here for. It's a sexy pairing. Like, who would have thought this would happen?
Yeah. So, just before we dive into it, let's do some side reviews. Yes. I only have one.
I only have two.
Okay. Why don't you go first?
Sure. Yesterday, I watched The Boy Who Lived.
Oh,
the
nice.
Documentary about Harry Potter stunt double, or Daniel Radcliffe stunt double.
Yeah.
Really hard watch, like, very sad, but also, like, very funny and
so
sweet.
Did he get injured on Harry Potter's set?
Yeah, Hallows Part 1 rehearsals.
Damn.
They just started doing the rehearsal, and it was like a very, like, compared to some of the stunts that he had done, it was just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They were practicing for the scene where Nagini bursts through the wall.
Okay.
And, like, remember, like, scares the shit out of him in the house. And so they had him on a harness, and they kind of were yanking him back into, like, a padded wall.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, let's go harder. Let's add more. Cause it's like a counterweight system.
Yeah.
And they had 30 pounds on it, which was apparently, like, pretty industry standard. But just something about the way he flew back, like, the machinery didn't really do its job. And he just, his neck went down into his chest.
Yeah.
And,
that's tough.
Yeah, he's a real, like he has, like, a foundation. Mm-hmm. And he's just, like, he's a very special guy.
That's good. And I heard, like, everything I hear about Daniel Radcliffe is that he's been very supportive.
Yeah,
he seems like a good person.
Yeah, he comes over, visits him.
And that's good.
Like, they just talk for hours, and he's like, he was like my cool older brother, because he was like my stunt double, and he was like 2 years older than me.
Oh,
so
nice.
He just like seems so cool.
Yeah.
It's a really good watch.
Nice.
And then I also watched, this was a rewatch, but it felt like I watched it for the first time properly, was Hell or High Water.
Nice.
Such a good movie.
Oh, it's great.
Like a knockout movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched Poor Things.
Oh. Fuck, okay, what'd you think?
It was good.
Here's the controversial opinion.
No, it was really good. It was really good. Mark Ruffalo is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like, laugh out loud.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But I will say, watch it at home, The movie, like, if you don't want to like that movie, you can have so much to say about it. You can say how silly it is and how dumb it is, but to that I would say, like, you just didn't really get it.
Yeah. I wouldn't agree with anyone who said that. It's just like, it's a really smart movie, I think. Like,
yeah.
And but like, I know what you're saying.
Like, once you get behind, because Yorgos is a bit out there, so once you get behind that wild ride, like, strapping, because it is a ride and it's fun.
Yeah. But he has a good way of, like not many people could pull that off, like, introducing such a strange and bizarre world and, like, have it still be, like, a mainstream kind of movie is quite a testament to his skill.
Yeah. No, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Ready for some fast questions?
Yep, I'm ready.
Some of these questions is a little spin.
Okay.
You're going to want to, and I'm going to encourage you to maybe tell me how this question, I'm going to ask you if a scene will appear, and I want you to kind of tell me how.
Okay.
And like kind of maybe impersonate it.
I know you're going to ask me if Connor dies.
That's question number one. Will someone order a proper 12 whiskey?
Oh, fuck. That would be shameless.
I think we have a 100% chance.
You think that was one of his stipulations?
I think Carter's gonna walk
I'll
in
do it
and be
for
like,
sure, but
"Give me a whiskey, make a proper 12,
a sweet Irish whiskey."
Maybe he won't. Maybe it'll just like it'll be like throw the bottle will be thrown and you just see the label perfectly.
Yeah, no, he's gonna be like fighting a really big bouncer dude, and he's gonna like hit him with like three different bottles, and none of them are gonna do anything. And then he's gonna see the proper 12 and knock him out. You did the 12. 12 tribes of charm. God. Yeah.
Second question.
But my actual answer is I think we'll see. I think it'll be product placement, but yes. I don't think they'll do like a moment.
Okay.
I think
it'll
be subtle.
I think they might give it like a moment, but they won't mention it by name.
Right.
Next question. Will we get a McGregor walk?
Yeah, but not his classic one. I think he said, I really contributed a lot of physicality to the role. And he's like talking about how he like, yeah, they were liking what they were seeing, so I had a crack, and it was good. I enjoyed it.
No, I think he's doing his full
That'd be fucking sick.
Do you think we're going to get a scene where, like, the bar owner goes like, oh, him? He's notorious.
Oh, fuck. You've been thinking about these,
I've been thinking about these.
That's the most likely of the three you said. And they're going to play, like, a Biggie song at the same time. Just if it wasn't
he's
caught.
Notorious.
Yeah.
Oh, or like that's gonna be like Jake Gyllenhaal's big thing. Like, he's notorious.
Yeah.
Next question. I actually got five for you here.
Jesus, these are well thought out.
Will we get a Patrick Swayze reference?
No.
Like it's his daughter's bar, and there's like a picture of him with his arms crossed.
That would be awesome.
Dad would be proud.
Yeah, maybe. I've actually never seen the original Roadhouse. Have you?
I haven't seen it, but it's one of those movies where I just know everything about it.
Yeah. I've been wanting to watch it. I was going to watch it in preparation, but maybe I'll watch it afterwards.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got.
That's good. That was well done. I appreciate those. I have a fun segment for you, actually.
Okay.
So recently, Conor McGregor in an interview said that we've had like the Schwarzenegger era, we've had the Stallone era, and now it's time for the McGregor movies. And he's planning on doing a lot more of these. And I think he's like really thinks he can be the next Stallone or Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God.
Having said that, first of all, like, do you see, clearly from your reaction, maybe not, like, do you see a future in this for Connor before seeing the movie, or do you think this is just like a one-time fun thing?
I think it's just a one-time fun thing. Like,
if he gets knocked out in June, then maybe back to the movie.
We're just like, McGregor is like people don't like him. Like, he's not a good person.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of controversy behind him. People love to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
He generates a lot of clicks.
Yes. Whether he does anything bad or good, he just seems to only get more famous.
Yes. But like, I just don't see him making that transition.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was going to say, if he did, I'm going to give you a couple franchises and you tell me where you kind of would see him fitting in that franchise.
Okay.
Marvel.
No. Oh, wait. Do I have to answer?
You have to answer it regardless. Who would you cast him in the MCU?
He would be...
It could be like a minor character.
Yeah, he'd be in the Eternals 2.
Eternals 2?
Kind of like a low-grade henchy.
Okay, I was going to say the Punisher. Like a character.
You're going to make him the
no,
Punisher?
No, not the Punisher. Just a character that the Punisher fights in like an episode 2 or something. Jon Bernthal.
I see. Kind of like what GSP.
Like GSP,
had.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Like
yeah,
some okay. kind of... It's like a real character. He's got a fun little power. Or is maybe one of the Kingpins guys
in Echo?
Yeah, DC.
again, like, just a henchy.
Like, really typecast.
Like one of Bane's henchmen, yeah, or something.
Harry Potter.
Okay, now you're just taking the piss.
Fantastic Beasts 4 is like a little Irish, like, shop owner.
No, he does the voice work for a beast that can talk. An Irish beast, like a leprechaun or something.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I like this.
Jurassic World.
Fucking stupid.
A little wrangler.
Leave the
velociraptor.
He's like a scientist. He's an in-gen scientist.
It's the genetics. Okay, Mission Impossible. Last one.
Fuck's sakes.
I really wanted to get Connor in on this one. I wanted to fight him.
I can't.
A crazy fucking fight scene with TC.
Yeah, I think maybe Tom Cruise goes to Thailand and there's like, there's like a boxing ring and he's got to fight this guy.
To get the respect of someone.
Yeah, he's gotta, exactly. Like,
are you going to fight?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. And it's like a weird drunken style fight.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Bond?
Oh, fuck. It's Aaron Taylor Johnson's like old buddy. his marksman teacher. Q. Oh, a little bit of Q.
Fuck. A little bit of Q. Look at these gadgets. Oh, that was a good little segment.
Yeah.
That was a good little segment.
It's called McGregor Movies. Okay, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Do you see a Dana White cameo?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Like a line?
Yeah.
Just at the weigh-ins?
Yeah, let's have an opening scene. Jake does an MMA fight. You got a Joe Rogan and Dana cameo.
Okay.
And
servicing the target demographic.
Yeah, exactly. And he has a big win. He does the Masvidal, like the flying knee thing.
Okay.
I think we know that.
Yeah.
We saw that. But then he gets busted for doping.
Yeah.
Or my joke is he demands more pay and gets dropped.
Right. I don't think Dana would allow that.
Yeah, I know.
I see the line, like, he wins the fight, but then he does something, like you're saying, gets done or parties or causes a fight in the crowd.
Yeah.
And there's just, like, a quick line where he's like, fire, like, fucking fire that guy. I don't want him in my company or something like that.
Nice, yeah.
And that's how we, like, then end up to where we are.
You think we get, like, a slap league reference?
Is it power slap?
Yeah, maybe power slap, but not UFC.
Again, Dana would not approve of that joke. He's obsessed with power slap. That would be fucking hilarious, though. I think we're giving this movie a little too much credit with all of its references.
Yeah, but it's all my jokes or all my predictions are references. You ready for this one?
Yep.
So, obviously, McGregor is the bad guy. He, like, terrorizes this bar. Will we get a scene where he walks in, orders whiskey or a drink, and some old guy is like, oh, that shit's trash, and he punches the old guy?
No. There's no way that's happening. Do you think we get a little Khabib reference?
Ooh.
I don't fight Russians.
This is so stupid.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, sure.
Connor's kind of sucked up a lot of this conversation, and fair enough. We're all excited to see him. It seems like he's kind of taken a bit of a different career path as of late. Am I the only one who's noticing this?
No, yeah, you're not. He
when
did.
Nightcrawler came out, it was like, this guy's the next fucking Leo. Like, he's just going to do, like, big Oscar-y type movies.
Yeah.
And then it all kind of started with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Everyone was a bit surprised when he, like, took that role.
But he did well, right?
Yeah, he did really well. I'm not, like, knocking him.
But then what came after Spider-Man?
Ambulance.
Yeah.
And now this. And there's another one in there, like, another silly movie that he did.
Yeah, he's been...
And do you think he's just decided, like, I just want to make, like, fucking fun movies and...
I think because he did Prisoners, he did
Enemy.
He did Nightcrawler. He got snubbed.
Obviously, Brokeback Mountain back in the day. Yeah.
He got snubbed. Nightcrawler didn't get any noms.
Yeah. No, he got nominated for Best Actor.
No, he didn't. Famously snubbed.
That's insane.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe it.
Famously snubbed.
I don't believe it.
Did
he get nominated for Prisoners?
I don't think so. He got nominated for Brokeback Best Supporting.
He's only been nominated once.
Yeah,
nominated.
I think he's kind of at that age where he's like transitioning.
Yeah.
So he's gonna cash in while he still has his physicality.
While he's a big A-list kind of.
But I do think
he did Southpaw as well.
Yes, I do think he'll come back and start banging out some big dramas.
Yeah, because I think he did Zodiac as well.
Yes.
So yeah, he's got an incredible career for like someone who's decently like young still. Like,
I think he's gonna have some fun with these action movies, but I do see him kind of almost pulling like a Benedict Cumberbatch and then kind of coming back to doing like a dirty Netflix drama.
Yeah, because that's just what I'm a bit worried about with him is I think he's like good enough of an actor to be in these like top caliber films, but maybe right now, yeah, he's picking projects that I think just elevate his status, like, and pay good money, obviously.
Yeah.
He probably got paid. What do you think he got paid for this? Give me the salaries of our leading men.
He probably got like 7 mil or something.
Okay. McGregor says it's the highest paid debut of an actor in history.
Is it true?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I didn't like that comment.
Oh, he's in Guy Ritchie's The Covenant.
Oh, yeah.
The Guilty was bad.
I think in like 3 or 4 years, he's going to be doing like an Oscar press tour. And he's gonna open up about like, oh, like McGregor, like, you know, the guy was always getting into the nose candy and stuff like that.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that was going on set. But the last thing I was going to ask you is, obviously, we've seen this interview where poor McGregor can barely get a sentence out. Mm-hmm. His shoulders are twitching involuntarily. He's been under a bit of flack from just like, you know, like you said, he has a lot of haters, people saying like, oh, he can't act, like he's going to be garbage. What do you think the chances are that that whole interview and this press run is like a Walking Phoenix level and he's totally fine and he's just seeing if he can like fool everyone into thinking that he's fucked?
Zero. Why do you give this man so much credit?
Because he's just done such great things for the sport.
Oh my God. I have a question for you.
So no?
No.
You don't think or you think they're like, just ham it up a little bit?
No, I think.
Because it's going to bring more eyes.
I think maybe they are doing that, but I think the people around him need to really look out for this man's well-being.
Yeah.
Because that did not look good.
No, it didn't.
Do you know the ending of the original Roadhouse?
No.
It's a very famous ending.
Maybe I've seen it like spoofed.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, it's fine.
But so there's a final fight on this beach and Patrick Swayze defeats this guy, obviously, and he does so by ripping his throat out.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's like very gory.
They'll homage to that.
Yeah, so my prediction is I don't think they're going to do a throat rip. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is going to take his jaw and like rip it open.
Connor's?
Yeah.
Do you think Connor would allow that though?
Yeah, he has to, man.
I think he'll die, but
Connor that.
It'll be a dignified death.
No, whoa.
You wouldn't sign on to lose like that to Jake.
Dude, you're acting like this guy's got offers up the ass. Like he's so desperate.
I don't think so. I think he's box office.
It has to be like if it's not like a gory death.
Right. Do you think there's any chance you're going to accuse
me? Connor wins.
No, he's the star of the next one. Do you think there's a chance that they do keep him, that he's like dead indefinitely? Or do you think they'll try and bring him back for a sequel?
Why do you think there's no sequel? This movie did actually, the original does have a sequel.
Yeah, and it's number one like movie everywhere right now. Everyone's watching it.
It's because it's very accessible.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's such an easy watch.
Right.
I haven't even seen it, but I'm saying that.
So zero chance of a sequel.
I think sequel maybe.
Who would you bring in as like the opposite for Jake in the second one? You got to go in like a different direction.
Yeah, you'd want to go like, almost want to go like Aaron Taylor Johnson or something like that.
Yeah, kind of cool. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Chris and Liam Hemsworth, like two brothers.
Oh, the Hemsworth twins or something? I like that. Nice.
But no, yeah, there is going to be a gory Connor death.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the hands of, like, it's not going to be like a gunshot or something. It's going to be like a very, like a broken neck or something.
Do you think that maybe it'll be like a heart grab?
Maybe.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Something is going to get ripped out.
Yeah.
Or like ripped open.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited to watch this, man. It seems like it's going to be a very fun time.
Yeah. I actually have one last note.
Yeah.
And it comes to the concern of hand-to-hand combat.
Yes.
Apparently,
there's a lot of real punches in this movie.
Yeah, there's Connor caught him with one.
Yeah.
I think, and this kind of reminds me of John Wick 3, where...
It's Parabellum.
The first half was a lot of gunplay, a lot of knife play. It was really fun. And then the second half was just a lot of martial arts and fighting. And, like, I was nodding off.
Mm.
And I think... moviegoers now have been so blessed with a lot of hand-to-hand combat that something needs to elevate it. Camera tricks,
yes,
like Mortal Kombat-esque slow-mo rib breaking, like kind of the x-ray shots, the Sherlock Holmes, like that. Yes, exactly. Like, so I'm hoping we see that and not just like shaky cam or just
That is kind of over choreographed. This kind of seems like it would be on the shaky cam side.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe they do some like a really cool technique is like the robot arm where the camera's mounted to it, and it can, you basically pre-track these like, exact precise movements as they move
around. Kind of like what Lee Wennell does in Invisible Man.
Yes, absolutely. So maybe they'll do something like that.
Yep.
Seems like they had a fucking big budget. I think it's like $100 million. So.
Yeah, and famously, Doug Liman's comments about not going to theaters, which I think...
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that. He got really upset.
Yeah, so he boycotted
the... best movie.
The South by Southwest premiere, because he said... The story is originally he had a deal with MGM. It was going to theaters. Amazon buys MGM, says we're going to honor this deal, and then drops it on streaming.
After they'd already finished filming.
Yeah, so who knows what's going on there. It's a bit of like he said, she said.
Yeah. And I think I kind of agree with Doug. Like, that's that sucks.
Yep.
And I feel like if you were told it was going to be in theaters, and he's obviously made it for that.
Yes.
He's made a very fun... like popcorn flick.
Yes.
And the definition of that is like going to the movie. I think this movie would have done okay in theaters.
I think it's going to do better on streaming though.
Yeah. Like more people are going to see it this way.
It just seems like the kind of movie that like,
or is it just being made to like promote Amazon essentially?
Mm, yeah.
So it's like, it kind of goes on his record. I feel like directors probably do look at their like box office as like their record. Yeah, right. Yeah. So like, this is going to have like a low box office, even though it's sure it's been seen by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And,
it did a week, right? Like a week in theaters first?
It just did a one-day premiere at the festival, South by Southwest. Okay. Yeah.
I think in like the United States, in some theaters, it came out on like the 17th or something. Just it's like a little...
Yeah, just in case. Just in case it gets some awards buzz.
Yeah. Oh, God. The Razzies, maybe.
Best Supporting Actor, Conor McGregor.
Thank you for this award.
All right. Let's, without further ado, let's fire up Roadhouse.
Nice. That was a good podcast. That was terrible.
Yeah, I see where you're going. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Oh, that's good.
It's kind of funny.
I don't want to get angry. You made me angry.
When I get angry, bad things happen.
The face.
Yeah, it's the face.
I don't know. You tell me.
All right.
We're back
from Roadhouse.
The first thing that comes to mind is I think we had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we were joking around.
We were clowning it. Yeah,
yeah.
Like we weren't the most respectful audience, but
totally. It's kind of made for that.
Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's a movie that, like we said, kind of ticked the boxes we expected. It was what I wanted it to be. I didn't want it to like try and be something crazy. I was thinking like a kind of like a Starsky and Hutch like action comedy vibe, and that's exactly what we got.
Yeah, heavy camp, very 80s.
Yeah,
very cliche, but like. You have fun kind of predicting, like, oh, are they going to go this route? And then you kind of do a groan and an eye roll, but then a soft chuckle.
But then it gives you something else you maybe didn't quite expect. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, and it has, yes, it's like very much a throwback movie, but it's got that little like modern twist to it as well. Like with the camera work and and the action choreography was quite good.
So did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Mm. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, it's not a masterpiece by any means. I'd probably give it like a... I know you're not crazy into the ratings, like a B minus.
So you switch from numbers to letters all of a sudden?
Yeah. Or like a 6.5, like maybe a 7. Mm-hmm. It was funny. I think there were like a lot of scenes that were kind of mid. Like quite a few scenes where just like nothing really happened. Yeah, like a lot of conversations with characters that weren't really that interesting. A lot of
middle act dragging.
Yeah, a lot of middle act dragging and some scenes that like felt like they didn't really have any big purpose. It was just like Jake... really taking his time to like move the plot forward and just kind of like watching things happen.
Yeah.
Lots of build up to a good finale, but maybe.
Yeah. I think like when it started, there's this build up sense where it's like, okay, like Jake Gyllenhaal is about to like beat some people up and it builds up the bar. He's kind of sitting there, builds up. Then he beats these like five guys up and you're like, oh fuck. Like that was a nice build up. Like I was getting excited to see kind of like what he can do.
Yeah.
And then it just like, shoots itself in the foot and goes right down.
Well, I remember you saying like I really need an action scene right now.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, okay, like now the middle act it totally drags and then it builds up to like a McGregor finale.
Yeah, and they take their time introducing Knox. And I think they did a good job of that. Like I think I mentioned it, like there's a couple dummy intros where it's like, oh, fuck, is this him? And it's not. Is this him? So like you just find yourself just waiting for it. And I think that kind of makes you maybe not love some of the scenes you're watching because you're like, oh, this is fine, but I want to see like a big thing. So maybe it's like a bit of impatience on our part.
Yeah.
But overall, like I think it's definitely worth watching, especially for free on Amazon.
Yeah, I'd say it doesn't need to be 2 hours. I think this could be a tight 90.
Yeah, or an hour 45 even.
Yeah.
15 minutes would have gone a long way.
The plot is, you're not really watching for the plot. It's a bit convoluted.
Yeah.
It's a bit silly.
Yeah, there's a lot of plot holes in terms of just like how he's making all this money. And
yeah,
like,
why didn't they just blow up the fucking roadhouse?
Yeah, exactly.
They just keep trying to scare her away.
Yeah, and very typical moments of like, if they really want to get Jake, like they can fucking get him.
Yeah.
It's just like they talk and talk and then they let him attack them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you kind of, again, you kind of expect all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think the one thing I will say is because it was a bit drawn out and a bit long, it does make you kind of appreciate and work for your action scenes a bit more.
It does.
And I think I really appreciated that the final action scene with Connor and Jake, where, you know, you kind of eat your veggies to get, and then you finally get to enjoy this like massive fight set piece.
Yeah, like you were saying, you really have to eat your veggies and then you get like a full course meal at the end.
Mm-hmm. Which I think this movie maybe would have thrived if you just kind of fed hors d'oeuvres throughout the entire movie.
Right, yeah, just a bit more.
Have you seen Bullet Train?
No.
Bullet Train kind of puts the pedal to the metal.
The whole time. Yeah.
And it's fun, it's tropey, it's campy, and it's fun, but yeah.
Yeah, like this one was trying to be a bit more like atmospheric and mm-hmm. like trying to build a bit of like a bit of a world with the bar, and like you get to know like
the other music. Characters. The music was fun.
Yeah, lots of cool bands coming through in each scene. That's kind of like a big motif of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's lots to enjoy. Like, I don't think I was ever bored. Like, it never got that slow for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was a touch bored. I don't know if I'd rewatch this movie. Probably YouTube the fight scenes.
Yeah, I thought that speaking of the fight scenes, like the UFC kind of plug, I don't think it served the story that well to do like the fragmented flashbacks.
Yeah, they really...
It just like you couldn't really get into it because mm-hmm. it was like over before it began.
Exactly.
I think it would have been better if they just had that as like even just open the movie with it. Like, what's the point?
And like, and then you can see this damaged character.
By the time you actually see what we kind of suspect, you almost like don't care anymore.
Yeah, and he's already kind of healing that aspect of his life. And it's like, oh, okay.
So that was a bit of a strange choice. And like, there's moments where like they really could have done a cool flashback. And our producer mentioned like when it actually does do it, it just cuts to it with no buildup. Mm-hmm. And it was like, some weird editing, I would say. Like,
yeah.
The editing could have used some tweaking.
I like your prediction of like he's waiting for the train, that hears the train bells, and then it kind of goes into the bells of the UFC.
There are actually a couple cool transitions like that, like cuts to black and then like it being the back of someone's shirt.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
The movie's got like some style to it. Like,
yes.
It's pretty cool.
Good camera work.
Yeah, exactly. Good camera work. I think we were really happy with like, there's a bit of shaky cam, but it was good shaky cam when it was done.
There's like the POV.
Yeah, some really
Connor's
cool
kicking his ass. Like, that was cool.
That was very cool. And like the hits had impact. Like when people's faces were getting smashed on like the bar and stuff, and like some good bone breaks that like really stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And then another random compliment. Like, I thought the makeup was really good. Like Jake's eye when it was all like fucked up and sealed.
Yeah.
Like, it looked really real, which was good.
Performance wise, I think Jake Gyllenhaal elevates this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely has acting chops. You said it during the movie, like, oh, there's the range, there's his acting that we know, and then he kind of goes to his like silly bit, but
yeah, he knows what the role
he's like putting it on, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone's obviously wondering, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, let's talk about Conor's performance. What do you think?
He wasn't acting; he was just being himself.
Yeah.
And when he tried to act, like you could tell when he was fed lines.
Yeah.
It did not. It came across as like very forced, but when he was just like strutting around
or fighting,
chirping him up, his fighting was incredible,
as
expected, but his dialogue was clunky unless he was doing like some pre-fight banter kind of
thing. I thought the one line he had that whenever you were giving him anything like exposition, like super,
your dad needs me here, it's like,
where is everyone?
Yeah, like,
that's not good. But the one part I thought he was good was when their first fight, when he's like, there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with me too. Like, that was a good line.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, I saw him actually acting. He's like, I'm looking at you and you're not normal.
Mm.
Like, maybe I'm looking into it too much, but like, I think he'll get better. It's obviously his first movie. So I think for his first movie, it's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun.
He looks like he gave a lot of like physicality to it.
Yes.
Which is kind of what they hired him for.
Yeah.
And he delivers in that sense.
Prediction wise, we did get Notorious.
Yeah, and an Octagon reference.
Yeah,
and a very
Notorious.
Subtle. Yeah, our very own Octagon.
Yeah. Who taught you shapes?
Yeah. I thought he said that's not the shape at all. Who taught you shapes?
That's pretty funny.
And then we got a very out of focus proper 12 shot.
Yeah. And we got
no Dana White cameo. You barely even see him.
Yeah. You got like the walk. He did the walk.
Yeah, a sort of neutered version of the walk, because mm-hmm. I think that would have just like broke the illusion mm-hmm. a bit too much if he did that.
And of course, the post credits reveals that Conor McGregor's character Knox is still alive.
And this master bedroom is mine.
Yeah,
that was bad.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Do you see a Roadhouse 2?
I mean, it seems kind of inevitable at the moment. Like, mm-hmm. I see this movie catching a bit of a cult following. Like, mm-hmm. I think people will watch it, like, every couple years. But like, oh, what's on? Like, what's Roadhouse? Like, I think it'll be one of those movies that just kind of lives on. Like, I think it'll consistently get views over the years.
Yeah.
So, I don't see why not. Why not do another one? I don't
see... You think Jake Gyllenhaal returns? I looked it up. Patrick Swayze did not return for Roadhouse 2. Obviously,
because they could do just like a story around the Roadhouse.
I could see them getting McGregor back, but then getting like a B-list kind of
interesting,
like Logan Marshall Green or something like that.
I kind of see Jake Gyllenhaal coming back and Connor just having like a 22 Jump Street the teacher appearance when he's like in the jail, like I'm gonna need help. He like needs him for, why would I help you?
There's apparently a famous line in the first one I was reading, the villain. So people were hoping Connor would say this. I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Oh, shit. That's a good
line. I bet you Connor's like, I'm not fucking saying that.
Get out of town.
No throat ripping, but there was a throat scene that you called out.
Yeah, a little bit of a homage.
A little bit of homage. What'd you think of, not to say Connor's death, but Connor's death in quotations.
Yeah, it was perfectly satisfying. Yeah. Like, we got a good, healthy fight scene, and then it ended with, you thought it was over, and then it kept going one more time, which mm-hmm. I really liked. And then, like, Connor kind of had his moment to win, and then Jake came back and shanks him, like, six times with different tools.
There was a weird moment where Connor's got Jake down and out, and instead of killing him, he goes and breaks the other guy's neck.
Yeah.
So what's going to take to shut you up? It's like, and you're like, no reason to do that.
Yeah, exactly. There's a few moments like that where it's just like the movie's hanging by a thread in terms of its believability.
Yeah, and the cop who, like, is partners with Brandt, our villain, and has invested like a lot of money, just shows up and just lets them go.
Yeah, just like who wants what again?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. But yeah, again, you're not here for that.
Yeah, like there's definitely a lot of camp. Like when the place is destroyed and there's been a car driven through it, and someone's like, "Oh, are you guys open?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, some moments like that where it's like, even though we're trying to be campy, you could probably just like have a few less of those.
Yeah, I think I would add in one or two more hand-to-hand combat scenes.
Yeah, that's fair. What do you think of the gator scene? Was that a bit too much for you?
No, the gator scene was fine.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of there. Thoughts on Post Malone?
Yeah, that was nice. I thought when I saw him, I was like, oh, there's going to be a trend. We're going to see a bunch of people pop up.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, so I could have even done with a bit more of that. But I also would have liked to see Jake just like knock him out really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit strange how they didn't actually fight.
Yeah.
So that kind of just like,
I fall apart. It would have been cool to see like different tiers of enemies roll up to this roadhouse,
right?
Kind of, yeah, you got your low level thugs, and you got your mid levels, and you got your like brute, and then you get Conor McGregor kind of thing.
So it's a video game.
Yeah, it's kind of like the original Punisher. It reminds me of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that would have been good. I thought there was some like there were moments where I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal's character, they didn't give him like, they really relied on his acting just to like react to other things people said.
Yes.
And it kind of got a bit frustrating at times. I'm like, why is he not fucking saying anything?
Yeah.
And the camera would just like stay on him for like 5 seconds.
And he was just like,
he'd be like, I guess I'll.
Just like a half smirk, eyebrow raise.
Like, I guess I'll change my face expression. And then it just cuts.
It's like, Jake did a lot of heavy lifting this movie.
He had to really keep the script together. Mm-hmm. Do the face one more time. Yeah, just like a little shrug, and then it would just cut. I'd be like, oh, was there? Did I miss something?
Yeah. There's like a love interest that didn't work for me.
No, I don't think it didn't work
for anyone, because nothing really pans out of it.
And even his, like the girl that works at the bookstore, like, I didn't really buy their, like, chemistry, their friendship.
Their friendship, yeah. Could have used, like, one or two more scenes of them, like, doing some sleuthing on the computer together or something. Yeah,
because that scene where he, like, gets really, like, she is kind of, as we predicted, what puts him over the line and puts him on the death rampage. Like, I would have liked maybe them to go a bit further there, like, because they don't, you don't really see anything bad happen to her, really.
No, yeah.
But, like, if someone had, like, you know, tortured her or, like, punched her or something, yeah, then I think we would have felt, like, him lose his moment.
Yeah, yeah. Instead, he just kind of walks in, like, oh, she's in the hospital. Maybe go visit her in the hospital and see her, like, intubated or
totally,
something.
Totally, like, some stitches. Her.
This is kind of real,
though. Yeah, like, this is getting nasty, and I'm going to go, like, kill all these guys. Because he kills that guy in a super brutal way. Punches him in the throat so he can't breathe, and then he falls in the pool.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted more of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't necessarily need a ton more, like, big fight scenes, but just like more violence, more death.
I agree, which is kind of sick, but thoughts on our comic relief character? Hey, man.
Yeah, Mo.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Hey, Mo, shut up.
I think our producer said it best. He's very hit or miss.
Is he in other thing? I don't really have ever really seen
him. He looks familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He's got some funny lines, and when he first does his shtick, you're like, all right.
Pretty good overall. Like, but yeah, I just like bike. I like riding bikes.
Yeah,
man.
And then he just keeps talking and talking. It's like, all right, like, you could have just gone one joke, and now you're just pushing it.
Yeah. I like the whole, like, the joke of Jake just being like, you know, he's so much better at fighting than these guys that, like, he almost, like, feels, like, pity for them, like, takes them to the hospital. Like, that was quite
good.
That
was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. But yeah.
The other scene I really liked was towards the beginning when he was like contemplating suicide and he like pulled his car onto the tracks.
Yeah.
That was actually like a really impactful scene. And then he was trying to get off and the car wouldn't start. Like, that was good.
Yeah, it was good. I think this movie has released in a period. So this week, you know, on a micro scale where Kong Godzilla doesn't come out till next week.
Right.
Everyone's gonna be watching
this movie this week.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you toss it on? Right. And like UFC is just so popular.
Yeah.
That it definitely, you know, it's kind of written with a 13-year-old UFC's fan,
that's,
you know,
so true,
in mind,
yeah,
where it's like, oh yeah, here we go.
The kids in high school are going to be talking about this movie all week.
I think this movie is going to, because it's spring break.
So it's violent.
You come back to school on Monday and everyone's doing their like McGregor.
You guys had a smashing break.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's going to see some, like you said, some, kind of like a cult success.
Yeah.
So
definitely, I think it's gonna do well. Let's talk about that boat scene really quick, because that was a pretty high budget scene, like when the water was filling in and all that.
It was nice to get away from the dimly lit roadhouse,
a different setting.
It was good, and it worked. Like,
we kind of predicted that. It was like there'll be two hand-to-hand combat scenes with Connor and Dalton,
and one boat
scene.
The boat chase aspect was really good.
Well, when he was caught on the line.
And then the little bit dicey CGI when Jake Gyllenhaal...
The fire did not look good. I don't know if you noticed some of the fire in the background.
Yeah, the smoke.
Yeah, it was like the After Effects, like, drag and
drop. Yeah. But Jake Gyllenhaal, like, flying off the boat and grabbing the other one was a bit Fast and the Furious. But again,
dumb.
Like, it's like...
It kind of looked better than it does in Fast and Furious. It looked more practical, but it's obviously very hard.
You kind of toe the line of, like, it's hard when you have, like, an MMA-based movie... Where it's hand-to-hand combat, but then you kind of introduce these, like, I call them superhero elements, where he's flying through the air and grabbing onto the boat. Like, keep it gritty.
Yeah.
Keep it gritty where he, like, I don't know, maybe he jumps on the boat and rolls, like, seven times instead of, like, ramping off it, flying the air and grabbing it.
Less clean, almost.
Yeah, so. I mean, these are just nitpicks.
I think one other nitpick I had is, like, obviously the reason for these like biker people fucking with the bar is because they want to like build like a resort, which to me is like, obviously that's campy and that's what they went for. But I think they could have done better with like the reason why there's like so much trouble at this place.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they kind of like more of a video game premise, if they're like a bunch of different gangs have kind of like taken over this place and like this is just becoming like their cesspool where they all meet and like make those characters like a bit nastier
as opposed to
like just drunk guys like starting fights.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, a bunch of randos. You could have like different factions represented by costumes or makeup or kind of thing.
Yep.
All right, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yeah, different clans and just like more threatening, like more like Swiss knife like action and stuff like that would have been cool. Some more like shotgun over the bar.
Yeah.
But they kind of went for a bit more of like a lighthearted vibe.
Yeah. I'm curious to watch the original to see.
Yeah. I still want to watch that now.
I feel like music probably played a big part in the original. So no Swayze reference.
Yeah. Not that I picked up. Maybe there's something.
I mean, Swayze's character is not Elwood Dalton, but something else Dalton's. Maybe it's his son or something.
Yeah. Maybe that's a sequel thing.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, I think that's really about it. This movie it doesn't surprise you. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Some great fight scenes, great fight choreography. Maybe toss it on while you're making dinner.
Oh, I remember that point I was going to say. Connor, in one of his interviews, was saying, he's like, believe it or not. Believe it or not. the movie's actually like relaxing. He's like, I know that sounds crazy because it's like tons of action and it's violent, but he's like, it's also relaxing because it's just a good time.
Yeah.
Sit back, put it on. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
And it was kind of relaxing. We just kind of...
There was like a part where you and our producer were just... You guys were chatting a little bit too much and I made you guys rewind it and you looked over and you're like, I'm sure we'll be able to pick out what's going on.
Yeah, when we went back, it was indeed nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like, that's my dad. I was like, okay, yeah. Yeah, and I think... Yeah, this is a movie...
That romance when they're, like, sitting in the ocean. Oh, fuck. She's like, this isn't a date and all that. That was not great.
Yeah. It's a movie that doesn't...
You don't want to know me. That was it.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't demand your attention fully.
No.
Could be background noise. Could be, like, you know, you're editing. It's on the side monitor kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what where this movie would thrive, honestly. Mm-hmm. So...
Kind of looking back in retrospect, like where would you rank this amongst Doug Liman's movies?
Probably above Edge of Tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, oh fuck.
It's below Bourne and Edge of Tomorrow.
For sure. What was the other
one? It's better than Jumper. I think I could say that. Nostalgia aside.
I've only seen Jumper when I was 13 and I was just on Hayden Christensen's dick. So, what's the other one? I still haven't seen American Made. Apparently it's pretty good.
It is good. Yeah, those are the most similar stylistically. Like the way they're kind of shot is quite similar. Like lots of like hot, sweaty, like beach huts and stuff.
This movie doesn't hold a candle to Edge of Tomorrow. Let's just get
no, it doesn't.
Way. It's like well below. It kind of gives me like straight to DVD vibes.
Yeah, it's like the best in class of a straight to DVD.
Yes, yeah. It's better than any Netflix original in its class.
Extraction 2 is up there.
That's true. Fuck.
But no, this has better acting. Like Jake Gyllenhaal, just he's just got that mise en scène where you're like he elevates anything he's in.
Yes, absolutely. He does a lot of heavy lifting, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
And I think the best way to sum this up
would
be
in great shape as well.
Yep. If you haven't watched it, like there's nothing to watch right now. It's free.
Yeah.
Toss it on.
Yep.
You got nothing to lose. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Huh. That was a lot of fun.
That's been fun. This has been episode 51, Roadhouse.
Are we going to be back for Godzilla Kong? See if I can drive. I know you said you're kind of done going to see bad movies intentionally.
Yes.
So maybe we'll see what that RT starts to look like.
I'm sure it will not be very good.
60 plus, you got to go. I think that's fair.
Yeah, if it's like 63 and above,
yeah,
we'll talk.
All right. Well, until then, I've been Andrew.
I've been Omen.
See you soon.